This is not a correction facility. We made extensive renovation commitments here with $23 million to make sure this is a place of healing. I'm not a minister of justice. I'm not a minister responsible for enforcement of laws. I'm a minister of health. And it's key for me that this be a healing place. If you go across Canada, you see policies from provincial governments that don't have addiction policy that heals. Instead, they have addiction policy that facilitates addiction and leads to stories like I talked about with Kamala and with Brianna in British Columbia, dead at 12, or 13 and 14. This is the alternative. This is a hopeful, life-affirming path. And Albertans are clamoring for an opportunity to get addiction treatment spaces. So we found existing infrastructure that we could repurpose that is going to have extensive renovations, but we're going to be done years faster than would be otherwise, providing 300 spaces per annum for those who otherwise wouldn't have access. We're more than doubling our total provincial capacity. The imperative to get treatment out is a moral obligation we have in society to make sure that we're caring for those in addiction. We're doing it in a healing way, in a charitable and a compassionate way. And Albertans understand that we have a priority to do it quickly and to do it thoughtfully in terms of the dollars spent. I think this is a best case scenario for everyone to get those 300 treatment spaces out as soon as humanly possible.